I think there is a cultural divide between the, you know, Ivy League educated editors and reporters that walk the halls of the New York Times and a lot of the East Coast establishment media, and the divide that exists between them and then the rest of the country, the heartland, really, until you get out to the left coast. And so they don't really understand middle America. I mean, you look at Sarah Palin, the phenomenon that exists. If you've ever been to a Walmart, you understand Sarah Palin's appeal.
Yeah.
But a lot of folks that are editors and reporters in New York City are the kind of people that would protest against the Walmart coming in. So there's a cultural divide out there. There's no question about it, in my view.
What do you think it does in the Republican primary? I would think that if that is the bias that that the East Coast elites, so to speak, that they have, that Republican primary voters, especially if Perry is working on a Southern strategy, and a lot of people have said that he is, you know, looking at South Carolina, some of the other Southern primaries, if he can sweep in those states, then he would really put the hurt on Mitt Romney. Probably helps him out.
You know, the more he gets attacked by the media, the more he gets attacked by perceived establishment Republicans, the more it helps Rick Perry's cause. And look, I think people underestimate him and his political skills. I mean, he's got terrific timing. He knows when to tack to what political wins. I mean, 3 years ago here in the state of Texas, there was a conservative rebellion against Rick Perry, for the vaccine mandate, for the Trans-Texas Corridor, a number of issues, the Perry business tax. But he goes before a Tea Party rally in 2009, says something about succession, and all of a sudden he's the darling of the right. So he knows when to tack to which wins. And you got to have some smarts to be able to do that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have said that some of these comments, like the Bernanke comment, where he said that he, you know, down in Texas, we would treat him pretty ugly for, you know, printing more money ahead of the election. Some people say that that is a gaffe. I would say it's a lot of things, but it's not a mistake.
You know, it got him attention. It appeals to the subsection of the Republican electorate that he really is appealing to. So I didn't look at it as a gaffe. I mean, I think it's a strong, potent message to the people he's trying to talk to right now. And it cut through all the chatter that was going on at that time. Comments like that, you can call them intemperate. You can say that they lack a presidential bearing. But we're in campaign mode. He's not governing right now. He's campaigning, and he's getting attention, and he's talking to people in a language they understand.
Yeah, he's talking to those, as you mentioned, those Tea Party voters, the people who are probably going to be driving a lot of what happens in the Republican primary. I guess the question then becomes, if he can get through the primary as the nominee, can he shift it up in such a way that he appeals to independents out there, that he appeals to people who, you know, during the general election might be turned off by some of this kind of stuff?
I think that's a harder sell, frankly, for Rick Perry. I think the narrative is already out there that he's the second coming of George W. Bush. The similarities between the men, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. I have great respect for the president. I respect Governor Perry. I'm actually supporting, full disclosure for your listeners, Mitt Romney in this primary.
All right.
But I have great respect for Governor Perry's political instincts. I think it would be very hard for him, frankly, to kind of pivot out of this Tea Party mode to attracting independent voters.
Is it just not possible, or you think it's just hard?
I nothing's impossible in politics. I mean, again, 3 years ago, conservative rebellion against Rick Perry here in Texas.
Right.
He goes and says succession, and all of a sudden it's a new – frankly, I don't think Senator Hutchison ran a terribly effective campaign against him. But
right.
But look, he's got great instincts. He's proven his ability to kind of reinvent himself, tack to those political wins, whatever the moment needs. And so I would never rule anything out with Rick Perry. But I think it's a very hard sell for him to get to the primary, to the general.
Jim McGrath, you can check him out at begallamcgrath.com. Thank you.